and the center of Christmas. John's gospel says that the true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. Christmas is about light coming into the darkness. And it's a very small light, isn't it? Like a little candlelight, not a blinding light, like a spotlight. One of the school carol services we have here, they install a spotlight. And if you make the mistake of looking at it, you're blinded for about the next 5 minutes. Well, this light is just a tiny baby in a stable, small like a candle. It doesn't blind us. But it must be quite powerful because John's gospel says it gives light to everyone. Someone said God has given us enough darkness to find him, but left us, given us enough light to find him, but left us enough darkness not to. He's given us enough light to find him, but left us enough darkness not to. Well, Herod thought he could blow out the light. He thought it'd be quite easy to blow out a little light like a candle. But of course, he discovered it was a bit harder than he thought. And when Jesus grew up, they tried to blow out the light again. They were pretty confident they'd blown it out this time. But like one of those everlasting candles which come back to light again, Jesus came back to life. And today, billions of people around the world believe he's alive. I don't know of anyone else in the whole of history of whom that's true. The light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. Now, you might think, why do we need light to come in from outside? Haven't we got enough light anyway? Some people think the point of Christmas is let's all be a bit nicer to each other. Peace on earth and goodwill to men. If we just tried to be a bit kinder, everything would be okay. I don't kind of think that's going to work. We've been trying it for thousands of years and it hasn't worked yet. So I'm not convinced it's going to happen this year. You see, I believe Christianity is the most realistic way of looking at life. It doesn't say if we're just a bit kinder, if we find the right leader, if we invent some new technology, then everything will be okay. It says the world's in darkness. That hopey-changey thing isn't really going to work. Herod killed innocent children to protect his position then. Assad kills innocent children now, but nothing really changes very much. But Christianity never says that we should give in to the forces of darkness, but rather resist them. The pessimists are wrong because there is hope, because light has come into the world. The light shines in the darkness. It breaks into the darkness. And that's what we see in the story, isn't it? The shepherds didn't dream up the bright idea of checking out what was happening in Bethlehem. No, the light suddenly burst in on them out of the darkness. The wise men didn't decide to have a winter break in Palestine this year. Instead, the star appeared in the darkness and they followed it. The light comes in from outside this world. Well, what is the light? The light is a person. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. People sometimes say to me, I'd really like to believe if you can just give me one watertight argument, then I'll be able to. I'm not making that noise, I promise you. Just give me one watertight argument. But suppose that God didn't give us a watertight argument, but instead he gave us a watertight person. You see, when you start to read the Gospels and you find out about Jesus, just any of these Gospels, there are some at the back, so take them away with you, you discover that Jesus starts to have answers to your questions. And what's even stranger than that, he starts to ask questions of you that surprise you and challenge you in ways that you've never experienced before. God didn't send a watertight argument, but he did send a watertight person. So the question is this just a lovely story, a beautiful symbol? We know it makes us feel warm and toasty every year, but if it's just a lovely legend, it can't really help us, can it? It can't really give us hope. To give us hope, spiritual reality has to have broken into history. And so I just want to read you one of my favorite verses in the Gospels. And it comes just after the Christmas readings. It's not a well-known verse, but when you read it, I think you realise why it's important. It's Luke chapter 3, verse 1, and the carol service readers are always very glad they don't get this verse to read because it's got lots of strange names in it. But see if you can work out why I'm reading it. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John in the desert. You see, that's not a legend, is it? It's not once upon a time, long time ago in a distant country, who knows when, who knows where. This is in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. We know exactly when the light came into the world. It happened in history. And so Jesus is not a metaphor. The gospel's not another moralizing story. There is no moral in the story because the story's not about us. The story is about God. It's about God acting and breaking into history. The angel doesn't say, do this. The angel says, hear this. Good news, news, listen up. Something has happened. Spiritual reality has broken into history. And that means there's hope for everyone. For Jewish shepherds and Gentile wise men. For uneducated shepherds and highly educated wise men. For poor shepherds and rich wise men bringing gold. That means it's for everyone. And the first person the light broke in on was the last person you would expect in the ancient world. She was young, she was poor, and she was a woman. Who would choose her? Nobody except God. So maybe you've come tonight because you like singing the carols. Maybe you've come because someone in your family has dragged you along. You think, well, this isn't really relevant to me. I'm fine. I don't need a savior. But if this is the true light coming into the world for everyone, then it must be as necessary for you as for everyone else, because without it, we're in darkness. We don't know who we are. We don't know why we're here. And we don't know what will happen to us when we die. We're in darkness unless the light comes into the world and starts to answer those questions for us. The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world. And the good news is you don't have to be successful. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be clever. You don't have to be powerful. You can even be a small child. All you have to do is recognize that you need the light, that without it, we're in darkness. The true light that gives light to everyone has come into the world.